Joshua chapter 14. And these are the countries which the children of Israel inherited in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest, and Joshua the son of Nun, and the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel, distributed for inheritance to them. Their inheritance was by lot, as the Lord Jehovah commanded by the hand of Moses, for the nine tribes, and for the half tribe. Because Moses had given the inheritance of two tribes and a half tribe on the other side, east, of the Jordan River. But to the Levites he gave no inheritance among them. Because the children of Joseph were two tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim, therefore they gave no part to the Levites in the land, except cities to live in, with their suburbs for their cattle and for their substance. As the Lord Jehovah commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did, and they divided the land. Then the children of Judah came to Joshua in Gilgal. And Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite said to him, "You know what the Lord Jehovah said to Moses the man of God concerning me and you in Kadesh-Barnea. I was 40 years old when Moses the servant of the Lord Jehovah sent me from Kadesh-Barnea to spy out the land. And I brought him word again as it was in my heart. Nevertheless my brothers who went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord Jehovah, my God." And Moses swore on that day, saying, "Surely the land on which your feet have walked shall be your inheritance, and your children's forever, because you have wholly followed the Lord Jehovah, my God. And now, look, the Lord Jehovah has kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord Jehovah spoke this word to Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, look, I am this day 85 years old. 2559 AH 1483 BC. As yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me, as my strength was then, even so is my strength now, for war, both to go out, and to come in. Now therefore give me this mountain, of which the Lord Jehovah spoke in that day, because you heard in that day how the Anakims, giants, were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If it shall be that the Lord Jehovah will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord Jehovah said." And Joshua blessed him, and gave to Caleb the son of Jephunneh Hebron for an inheritance. Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite to this day, because he wholly followed the Lord Jehovah God of Israel. And the name of Hebron before was Kirjatharba, which Arba was a great man among the Anakims, giants. And the land had rest from war.